All right, Eric.
Second win, second time from the front row. In fact, I believe every winner this year is from the front row. Do you really care at this point?
No, I don't care, but you can't deny the fact that starting position matters quite a bit, or track position, however you want to phrase it. But, you know, we passed for the lead on the first win, and this one, the car just was really, really good. I don't know if I would have won from anywhere else, but I didn't have to, so I'll take a win any way you can get it. I think anybody in the pit area will tell you that, so I'm not going to apologize for that. I'd like a better show for the fans, sure, but it is what it is at this point. So,
all right, Eric, where have you been the last couple of weeks? What's been going on with the car?
Well, I took a pretty hard hit in between 3 and 4, the race after we won, actually, and I had a concussion from that, so I felt pretty bad all week, and then come time for Mr. Super Modified, I wasn't 100%, so we decided to sit the race out, or we took a lap and pulled in, but I wasn't fully recovered, so it's just, I hated sitting that race out. I would have rather won that one, not that I'm complaining, but it was just better to take care of my health than risk it, and especially or risk the health of other guys out there, me being not 100%.
And it came back, and the car was like perfect to form, too.
It always is. My dad's a master mechanic. Anytime I've crumpled this thing up, which has been more than I'd like to admit to, it's been perfect, exactly the same every time we come back to the track. He knows exactly where it is, and he does the lion's share of the work, and that's why I gave him credit for the win tonight, because he's really good at what he does, and this car is really good. And like I said, I don't consider myself one of the better drivers out here. I was just able to get out front and just drive as hard as I could tonight.
After the car runs like it did tonight, other than routine maintenance, do you try anything different, or just leave it the way it is?
We honestly don't change a lot at all with setup-wise. The car's been fast since I've got in it last year. We tweak things here and there, but for the most part, the setups on the scales is almost identical every single week.
New track surface glue tonight. Granted, out in front, you can kind of run whatever line you wanted to, but did you have much of an opportunity to run high, and if so, did you notice it?
I didn't have much of an opportunity in the feature. I did a little in the heat race. I think it has some potential. They just were a little conservative where they put it tonight as far as how far into the corner it was and how high it was. I think they're going to try and change that. I think it has some potential to give guys grip on the outside. I still don't think you're going to see much difference in the heat races, but I think in the future it could really create some better opportunities for guys. It's so hard. Everyone's so close, especially on new tires in the day. I still don't think you're going to see guys passing, but in the future when everyone's a little slower, that's where I think you might see the difference, and especially another week running on it might help it work better. I honestly don't know too much about it, but they're playing with it. They're trying. I think it's a good idea.
Two wins under your belt now this year. Car's been fast from the start. Looking forward to the Classic a little more than you might have been at this point last year?
Well, maybe a little more, but I was really looking forward to Classic last year because I'm not as experienced, and that's a longer, slower race, so that plays into my hands. We finished, which was great, so I got great experience with that. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Classic. I think we got as good a shot as anybody to win. There's better drivers out there in the field than me, but Classic seems to be more about who has the better car, and I think we got as good a car as anybody. So I like our chances to do well in that race.
What's different about this one than your first? Sometimes guys say it's the second one that's harder to get than the first.
This one was easier. The first race, I was a lot more patient, and just the race came to me. This one, I just drove as hard as I could, and honestly, I enjoyed this one more. I kind of savor it a little more. It's so hard to win races, and it was such a whirlwind the first time. I really kind of soaked it in this time, and it's so cool. It's so fun. I knew I don't know what kind of times we were turning, but I knew I had to be pulling away from the guys behind me just from the feel of the car. It was just perfect. Perfect 45-lap car. Another 10 laps and we would have been in trouble, but hey, that's what we needed tonight, and it was just awesome.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your win?
My dad. He's, like I said, he's 99% of the crew, and I do as much as I can, but he's retired and he's out there working on this thing every day, and after I wadded it up last time, like I said, he put it right back together perfectly, and so I got to thank him. I got to thank Kevin Enders for the motor, Hannibal Pharmacy, Acrofab, our sponsors, they help us out. My crew guys, Brandon and Scott and Donnie and Art, they help out when they can, but it's mostly my dad and, of course, last but not least, my mother for putting up with us doing something stupid like this. And I feel so bad for her, how stressed out she must be, but they've been nothing but supportive, and without them, I couldn't do it, so my parents are the best.